Welcome to Taking the Lead, a podcast providing discussion to motivate and inspire individuals to place themselves first on their priority list. This is your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. Today, I have one of my favorites on, Allison G. Daniels. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much, Pam, for having me. I am so excited.
Oh, awesome. Great. I'm glad you said yes.
Yes.
Allison, for those who, you know, I know you, but those who, some people in my listeners and my audience don't know you. So can you just tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Well, my name is Allison G. Daniels. I'm a speaker, coach, internet radio host, licensed minister, and accomplished author of over 31 books. And I am the CEO and founder of AGD Publishing Company. So when I'm not conducting writing workshops, writing best-selling books, and being an international voice, I'm spending precious time with my precious two daughters, Christian and Damona, and my awesome husband, Earl, of over 19 years.
Now, Allison, I know we didn't, you know, talk about this, but I do want to let my audience know you are actually a dualpreneur as well. So it's not just you. You do two things. You have a 9-to-5 and you also do all of this, your business full time as well. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
That's great. So 31 books, a full time job, a publishing company. And wow, that is just impressive, Allison. And I just want to ask you, what was your key inspiration that led you to become an author?
You know, I would say, and that's a good question, I would say that my key inspiration that led me to become an author first and foremost was God, who had given me the gift. But it was my mom who had inspired me to pursue my passion in writing and to constantly journal and to stay focused on what it was that I wanted to do.
Awesome. Now, and then even just what you're saying with that was your first, how long ago was that when you first started? What year was that?
Wow, that was 1994 when I first started out, you know, just writing and putting things down on paper. And I hadn't really put anything out yet, but I was constantly writing and, you know, putting a book together soon after that.
Okay, so now I'm going to take you back in the time tunnel back to 1994. Was your first experience challenging for you?
Well, yes. If I could think back, yes, it was really challenging for me because I didn't know where to start. I didn't know how to start writing a book. And I didn't know, you know, the people that I needed to get in contact with to even, you know, bring my book to light. So there were a lot of things that were challenging to me, but I just kept doing my research and I kept sending out, you know, several emails and praying that I would get some feedback on how to get started.
And what helped you just stay motivated and, you know, and motivated to doing this? Because it was challenging. Sometimes when people see something that's challenging and it's just not there in front of them and they got to do it, they quit. So what helped you through this process?
Well, you know, one of the things, or I'll say two of the things that actually helped me through the process was that I wanted to leave a legacy for my daughters. And I did not want to give up on, you know, staying focused on what my gifts were and what I believed that I could, you know, leave them as a legacy that I knew that I had to gift to do.
And what helped you? I mean, what did you do as saying? And I know a lot of times people, we can, you know, say, this is what we want to do, but was it some type of routine that you may have done that just help you just keep going? And did you post it all over the place, you know, in your bathroom mirror, you know, so was it anything that you did?
Well, you know, a few things I did, though. I put a lot of stickies around, you know, on my mirrors, and I will post up, you know, you can do this. This is going to come to pass. You're going to be a great writer. And I would also, you know, daily, I would write down my goals and then I would just check those off. And so I would stay motivated by listening to, you know, certain music, certain things I would focus in on as the process was going on. So those were like three things that I did was I put it on posters, you know, I listened to music. And I spent time just constantly writing down my goals and then checking them off as time went on.
Do your process as you were going through the first time, did you get any like rejections or did you get people, you know, as far as try to tell you, well, you can't do that, you know, writing a book is hard. And did you get any of that?
You know what? I wanted to keep it. I can't say that I kept all of them. But I know I had over 100 rejection letters from different publishers saying, no, you know, we can't accept your writing. It's not good enough. You know, maybe you should seek out another publishing company. So there, and then even when I, you know, submitted poems and different things, short stories, I was getting rejections on that. And I was like, man, I guess I'm just writing and nothing is like really, you know, sticking, but I never stopped writing, but I did receive so many rejection letters that I know I saved a few that I wanted people to be able to see what the different publishing companies and writing industries had said to me back in 1994, 95, a little bit of 93, but I hadn't really pursued it that much in 93. So
now,
there were a lot
it?
Of rejections that I had received, but that didn't stop.
Now- Oh, okay. Go ahead. And that didn't stop you from, and that's what I was going to ask you. What made you just keep on going, you know, after you've got received so many rejection letters?
Well, I'm going to say what really kept me going is I had a friend that him and I never, ever talked about me writing, but I knew that he was a musician and that he wrote music. And so I mentioned that to him and he said, listen, I can help you with your book. And I was like, really? And from that point, I started showing him everything that I had laid out. And he was able to lay it out, format it, you know, do the cover for me and everything. So it was me not giving up and constantly talking about it. And then God placed someone in my life that was already there, you know, but we never talked about, you know, me writing a book until I mentioned the rejection letters. And he was like, wait a minute, I can help you with this. So that's what, you know, I constantly kept pursuing it and I never gave up on it.
Good, good. Now, as we fast forward and start moving slowly, we're not going to get all the way to 2020 yet, but I want to, as you went along and now you've, like you said, 31 books later, and how did you, you know, what was the momentum to, because not only did you start, you know, became an author over and over again, you became a best-selling author, and also you blossomed into where you are now. So what was the momentum to get you past now, you know, we talked about the rejection, then you got, you know, you met the person to help you get things on the rolling, and then you just kept going. What was the momentum? How did, what gave you steam to keep going?
You know what? It was the drive that I had down on the inside that wouldn't let me quit. And so I always say, you know, faith. It's the faith that I had in God and the faith that I had, you know, in myself. And I believed that one day, you know, my dreams would come to light. So it was that burning desire down on the inside that once that rejection was put out there, I wanted to reverse that and say, you know what, I can do this. I can make a difference. And I kept pursuing writing. Now, I did a lot of speaking during that time, too, because everyone was calling me, you know, throughout to come out and speak, you know, write a poem, write a short story, and then come out and present that. So that gave me the motivation, too, because I was always somewhere, you know, helping out communities and, you know, speaking at domestic violence conferences, speaking at church conferences. So I still stayed in the line the alignment that God had for me, or I believe that God had for me, and I continued to focus on what I believe I was supposed to have been doing, and that was writing.
Wow. And then, so now you got to that point. What was that main thing, that light bulb that came on to you to say, oh, I can do this. And not only can I do one, two, but I can keep on going until, and it don't seem like you're not stopping no time soon. What was that light bulb moment?
You know, that light bulb moment was when I became a best-selling author for the first time. And then I became a best-selling author for the second time and the third time. So it was the moment that I became a best-selling author that I realized that this is where I belong and this is what I can do and what I was purposed to do in life, or at least one of the things that I was purposed to do.
Wow, and that's great. So then you became a best-selling author, and then you start moving forward to really, now you're at the publishing company. So what was that point when you became, when you actually started saying, I'm going to just open a publishing company?
You know, to me, that was a little scary because even though I had published 31 books, became a three-time best-selling author, the thought of me helping someone else get their book out was a little scary because I was always, you know, sending my books to publishers, but to actually sit still and publish someone else's book, you know, could become a lot. But I had constantly prayed on it. And when God gave it to me, August the 22nd, 2019, now you can release your publishing company. That's when I stepped out and did that because I had already published 31 books. I had already become the three-time best-selling author. I had already been in 10 anthologies. I had already done my first anthology as a visionary author. So it was only right at this moment for me to go ahead and start my publishing company. So it was that point that you know, I decided I can go forward with the next level.
You know, was it anything that triggered you to do that? Was like, okay, I can, you know, I might as well start my own publishing company, or you just saw how it worked and, you know, decide that, hey, I can do this too?
I don't want to say that I got tired of giving out my money, but I wanted to learn the publishing company for myself and how to help others write their book and get the knowledge of writing their book without, you know, having to talk to three and four people about publishing. So it was the process of me wanting to help other authors get their book out and not feel like they had to jump through three and four hurdles or pay $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 just to get their book out. So it was really wanting to help other writers like myself because, again, I didn't have anyone to really, really help me to get through knowing the process. I had someone that knew about writing music, but as far as writing books, that was something that I had to really, you know, constantly learn on my own in order to get to this point in my life.
And I want to thank my listeners for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with my guest, Allison G. Daniels.
Thank you.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. In your professional life, are you repeatedly saying to yourself, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing now? There has to be a better way to reaching my goals, aspirations, and desires. There is no way I can keep going down this road and maintain a level of satisfaction. This leads you to feeling stuck, overwhelmed, cloudy with uncertainty. I have a coaching program which will stir up your passion and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next level. Contact me for further discussion. My email is contact@proactivelife.com. Visit me at my website at liveproactively.com, or you can telephone me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for hanging in there. We're back with my guest, Allison G. Daniels. Now, Allison, I want to switch gears for a second now. I want to talk about those people who want to become authors, who feel that they want to write a book. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, I should write a book. Or they've been through stuff, or they see things. And, you know, either, you know, it could be fiction or nonfiction, but they say, I want to write a book. And I just want, you know, to... No other person better than to talk to you about that is, especially someone who's done 31 books and can do a book in their sleep about this. So, Allison, for those who want to write books, where should they begin?
Well, one of the questions a person should ask themselves is whether you're going to self-publish or go through traditional publishing. Many people think that this is the last step, but really it's actually the first step is knowing, you know, whether you're going to self-publish or go through to traditional publishing.
Okay, so now since you brought that up, you got to break that down. What's the difference between self-publishing and traditional publishing?
Thank you. I'm so glad you asked, because I was like, should I continue on? Well, self-publishing is where the author is actually responsible and controls the entire process, including the design, the format, the price, the distribution, the marketing. And traditional book publishing is where the company buys the rights to an author's manuscript. I don't recommend it, but traditional book publishing is where the company buys the rights to an author's manuscript. And then they take on, you know, the cost of design, formatting, pricing, distribution, and you get a certain percentage. But the only thing about it is your rights are taken away as far as what do you want on the front of the cover? How do you want things to be said in your manuscript? If they decide that this doesn't sound right, or that doesn't go with what they're trying to market, you have no say-so in it because you've given up your rights. So you need to, you know, do your research on the difference between self-publishing and traditional publishing.
And is it true that the traditional publishing, those are people who can actually, you know, turn you down and say, hey, we don't, you know, that's not what we're looking for. So you're probably subject more to getting a rejection. Is that how that works?
Well, you know, some of the traditional publishing companies will turn you down, but then they'll constantly keep emailing you and calling you, because what it is, they want you to actually buy into the high price of publishing your book, but also taking the rights from you. So I just recommend that, you know, you do your research. Some people will go through traditional, you know, for the first time, I guess, just to learn it. But self-publishing and you holding on to what you have written is, to me, the best way to go.
And now let me ask you, I know I hear this a lot. Do you have to really be an English teacher or be a great writer to be an author?
That is too funny because, you know, I've heard that to myself. But, you know, no, you don't have to be an English teacher and you don't have to be a great writer to be an author. But what I do recommend is that you have an excellent editor, you know, mm-hmm. and a great publishing company like myself. But you have a great editor to make sure that your book is properly edited, because a lot of people want to skip past that. But having a great editor that can look at it and, you know, pull out the things that need to be taken out is excellent. So, no, you don't have to be an excellent, you don't have to be an English teacher or an excellent writer to become an author.
Now, you always prompt me to ask questions. Now, when you say a great editor, you know, give me at least three things that you would say would make a great editor, that you know that someone who wants to write a book know they have at least they're on the right track of finding an editor.
You know, well, first of all, I definitely don't recommend that you get your family, your cousin, your friends so on to edit your book. I recommend that you get someone that doesn't know anything about your book and they're looking at it for the first time, which means they're going to pick out things that don't belong in your book, and they're going to make sure that it is grammatically correct. When you start getting friends and family, they're familiar with you. So sometimes they're familiar with your writing. So they're not going to catch those small things that need to be caught. A good editor will, you know, step back. They'll read it the first time, make their corrections, then they'll step back, put it to the side, pick it back up again, and then look it over a second time, and then they'll find some more things that need to be corrected. One of the things my editor does is she'll look at it at least three or four times before she even mm-hmm. send it back to the back to me and back to the author to look it over, to make sure that he or she, because I have several editors that will catch certain things, and a proofreader, which are two different mm-hmm. things. But you want to have an editor, a proofreader, but a great editor should not be your friend or family member. It should be someone, to be honest with you, that doesn't know your writing, doesn't even know you, and they're editing for the first time. The third one is, make sure that when that editor edits your writing, that they don't take your voice away. And what I mean mm-hmm. by that is, you know, sometimes an editor can edit and their voice is being spoken throughout your manuscript and it doesn't even sound like it's your book anymore. So making sure that the author takes time to read their book and make sure that their voice is still being heard within that manuscript and it's not someone else's voice, where they changed it all around and it doesn't even sound like something that you would have written.
Yes, yes. And then that's very important, because that where people now, that's where the family and friends and some of the people who know you, that's mm-hmm. where they'll see that. They'll definitely see that. Now, let me ask you, these books fall in categories. Can you kind of explain what the categories are, that if somebody wants to write a book, where, you know, should they can focus on, or what they would like for their book to, but thinking of those categories, can you kind of explain and go into that a little bit more?
So books fall into two categories, fiction and nonfiction. Fiction is something that is made up. You need to use your imagination when you're writing fiction. And some of the types of fiction would be, you know, plays, stories, short stories, poems, children's books. And then you have what I do a lot is nonfiction is about facts. You can't make it up. It mm-hmm. includes self-help books, religious books, biography, business books, cookbooks. So there's two different categories. You have the fiction and you have nonfiction. One, fiction, you have to use your imagination, and nonfiction is about facts. You know, your newsletters, you know, certain things like that.
Okay. Now, is there actually a process that you people should follow as they're writing their books up to, like, publishing? Do you kind of like recommend like a guideline that they could follow that help them along with, you know, I know they're sitting down with the idea and they don't know where to start, but how, you know, what is the seamless, maybe easy process?
You know, I think one of the things that they should consider is what genre or what category is your book in? You know, before you start writing, kind of know the category, and not only that, your target audience. Because sometimes people could just sit still and they're just writing, they're writing all over the place. But if you know your target audience, then you can stay focused on, you know, who you're writing for. One of the things that you could do is decide whether or not, like with me, my writing is between the ages of 18 to 35. I would say female, but I also have males reading my book. You know your target audience and focus in on what they're looking for. Focus in on, you know, maybe the education of that target audience. Maybe focus in on, you know, some of the things that they like to read. Whatever your age group is, whatever your target audience is, focus on the things that you may know about that specific audience.
Okay. And then what about maybe, should they be doing like an outline first once they get that down, or should they just start writing until, you know, they stop? How should that happen?
Now, with my 30-day write-to-finish book writing program, that's the first thing that I do have the participants do, and that is to create an outline. Why should you create an outline? Is because an outline helps you to stay focused. So if you write down, you know, chapter 1, 2, 3, however you complete your outline, if you should get off track, your outline is actually your foundation. So you can go back and say, oh, I wanted this to go up under chapter 1. I wanted this to go up under chapter 2. So just having, you know, your outline is one of the things that I share in my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program too, as well as, you know, knowing your target audience.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, and I do want to talk about your 30-day Write to Finish program that you do. But before we get into that, now, is there three pieces of advice that you want to give anyone who's slightly or even strongly entertaining the idea of writing a book?
So you said three pieces of advice. One of the things, one of the advices that I would give is, you know, to do your research, find out who your target audience is, and I recommend getting a coach or either a mentor, someone that can hold you accountable so that you can stay focused on what you're trying to accomplish.
All right, to get some assistance. I agree with that. Now we're going to get into your 30-day writing program, which I'm sure if that's someone that's slightly or even strongly entertaining, that they will want to hear more about. So can you talk more about your program that you're going to be doing soon?
Yes. So actually, it'll start back up in January. I believe it's the second week in January, and it's every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m., and it's a 30-day write-to-finish book writing program. And what happens there, what I teach you is how to complete your outline, start your first chapter, and get you focused in on who you're writing for, what you would like to write about, and how to do your research in getting your book ready for publication. But even before you get to that point, there are steps that you need to know in getting your book ready for publication. So in that 30-day Write to Finish book writing program, there's six modules that I take you through. And the first one is outline. The second one is knowing about your audience, time management, and setting realistic goals for your book writing process.
Now, is this a live or is this pretty much, when you say the module, is this going to be a live program that you meet for 30 days, or how does it work?
Well, you'll meet every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m., and it will be through a conference call. And after the conference call is over with, I will send you the conference call that was recorded for you to follow in. You will have homework. And then when we meet that following Monday, we will go over, you know, what was done or what was said the previous class, what is it that you accomplished over that day, and then we'll go into the next module. And everything is conference call Monday, 7 to 8. And it's so actually it's 4 days out of the month on Monday, but it's a 30-day writing class, which means you're going to be writing that whole time until we meet on our Mondays. So it's just like taking a college course. You know, you don't meet with the teacher every day, but you at least have to be involved one of those days out of the week.
Wow, and that's awesome. That's awesome. And that is definitely the push, you know, you need, even if you're not, if it's not your first book, even if your second book, you know, some people, I'm sure you have people that come back even after they are writing, you know, they've written other books, but they come back for another time because they want that extra structure that you offer, I'm sure.
Yes.
Wow, Allison, that sounds wonderful. Now, how do people, if they want to learn more about the 30-Day Right to Finish, where would you suggest they go to get the information?
I would kindly suggest that they go to my website and make an appointment at www.agdpublishing.com. And again, that's www.agdpublishing.com to make an appointment.
Oh, well, now, Allison, how, if people want to follow you or they want to contact you, how would they do that? What are some of the ways they can go about doing that?
Facebook, Allison G. Daniels, Instagram, Allison G. Daniels. So everything is Allison G. Daniels. So I love that. So you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I have a YouTube channel, Allison G. Daniels. And the website is agdpublishing.com, which are my initials.
Okay. Okay, great, Allison. Well, I thank you for being my guest. This show have been very enlightening. And I'm sure those people who say I should write a book, now they have an option and some support in place where they can go to actually learn more about writing a book. And so I want to thank my listeners for tuning in. Remember, we're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. And if you don't catch it at 7 p.m., there's a replay 24/7. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can contact me by either my website at liveproactively.com. I'm on Facebook as Pamela Burkett Jones, business page, Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting, and Instagram at Live Proactively. Thanks again, Allison. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It is definitely appreciated.